The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by Senior Assistant Teacher and our Jisha, Esther Sorgenfrey-Long.
So, here all of us are sitting in each our own seat and in the same seat, the seat of the Sendo. Having felt the pre-exposed heat in my cheeks for the past 15 minutes, and now the heart joins in, beating a little faster. This is perhaps my third or fourth encouragement talk today. The last, or the first two or three, were to myself. Just do it. You don't know what's going to happen. How do you know what you need right now? Just go ahead. You'll be fine. Supported by what it is that we do together here. I'm not too fond of being seen, and I prefer to be invisible in many situations. But having practiced with all of you and with my teachers, it becomes a little easier as time goes by. Realizing that we're here together, and that we're practicing, stepping forward. There has been a few lines that have been resonating in particular with me for this sesshin. And it's the Hangche's words, facing everything, let go and attain stability. Facing everything, let go and attain stability. When we are practicing here together, we have such good conditions for practicing just that. Not the usual distractions, and tremendous support in our forms, in our daily schedule. Moving in and out of bowing, for example. Bowing down, sitting upright, bowing down, sitting upright. I wonder how many times we've bowed down to each other. I wonder how many times you have bowed down to whatever has occurred inside of you. And so we practice this flexibility, moving in and out of stillness. Moving in and out of action, movement. Doing what's called for. One of my favorite quotations, I don't remember who exactly wrote it, but from our tradition, is someone who asked his master, "Master, what is your practice?" And he responds, "Whatever is needed. Whatever is needed." I had this sitting on my fridge for years before I fully entered Zen. And I find it so helpful, and I find that this is what we train here. We show up to the next thing to do. We practice being present enough and aware enough of each other. An outer awareness and also an inner awareness at the same time. And so as we go deep into Zazen, and probably get caught by thoughts or pieces of music. I don't know what your most prominent catch is. Mine can be music. So I heard Whitney Houston for the first couple of days. My love is your love. On repeat. And then thoughts about more vulnerable stuff came up. Recent heartbreak. And as we work with this stuff that comes up on the inside, Hangcha's words can be helpful. And what is it, this letting go and attaining stability? Maybe letting go of wanting things to be different. Wanting certain thoughts to be replaced by other thoughts, or no thoughts. Wanting the heartache to be over or less. And so as we sit, we may get sucked into these states, fully experiencing them. And a moment after the bell rings, or the teacher calls you in behind a door, or the rice is ready, we jump up, we do that what's called for. Yesterday morning, during the morning period, I woke up from a dream of my mother that I haven't seen in a really long time. Our relationship has been difficult. And the dream was a red dream. So there was a red frame, and then it was a door, a red door, and my mother was there with some kind of tinted red hair. She wanted to open the door, and in the dream I closed the door. Wanted to close the door. And as I came down and sat, this feeling of connectedness arose in me. This feeling of feeling with her and where she was in her life when I saw her last. These thoughts of that her with her dilemmas turned toward other means than what I've turned toward with my dilemmas. She turned away, turned to alcohol. All of us sitting here practice turning toward life as it is, with all its dilemmas. And in that moment, I had a sense of she did her very best. She is doing her best. And so are all of us. So am I. And life can be hard, and it can be so tempting to turn away. Run. Leave the zendo of our life. But something has called us here. Some other way of entering this life. These stirrings of the heart. And so we join each other in this endeavor, wanting to be present. Wanting to be here with everything that it entails. Perhaps discovering there's an inner Kanan room, an inner room where we can sit with Avalokiteshvara. And there is an outer room too that we share, tears wandering from person to person. All of us human. So we practice letting go, we practice allowing what is here. We practice leaping in. leaping into the boundless and make it our home, as Lao Tzu said once. And in that there is some sometimes surprising and weird stability, having been sitting for 25 minutes, up and walk. Now we're walking, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. The teapot is being passed to you. The spill. The birds outside. Here. We join each other. So let's continue this invaluable work together. We couldn't do it without each other. Thank you.